Welcome back to the podcast. I'm sure many of you will recognise the name Kat Burkey, a very established skincare brand and a well-respected lady who is very well qualified in science, healthcare and with a master's in epidemiology. It was a great opportunity to speak with Kat about the brand, how it came to be, how it's developing, and why, even though it can be difficult to get into health and wellness and to know the choices to make for your body, simply choosing to use skincare that's thought about the key ingredients and why they're beneficial for you can make a difference immediately. As Kat explains to me, you don't need to completely change your lifestyle, completely overhaul your diet. You just need to start with good quality skincare and you will start to see results. I hope you enjoy our chat because I really did enjoy speaking with Kat and listening to everything she had to say about her very unique and forward-thinking brand. Kat, it's lovely to meet you. Your products are beautiful and you've got quite the history too. I love your ethos because I'm very much into, when I say health and wellness, I don't mean when someone takes it to the extreme and they don't allow themselves to try different products because they're so strict with themselves. Mm-hmm. I like the health and wellness mentality when you're actually thinking about what the product's doing for you. Is it beneficial? Is it actually helping you? And that's what I feel that you really have made it clear with your brand that that's what your thinking is. So could you tell me how you got started, what it was that triggered the brand?
Sure. Well, thank you, first of all. Very nice to meet you. You're what, on Australia time, right?
No, UK time. So.
Oh, you're UK.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just there. I love it. Yes. So my background was nutrition. I studied nutrition and then I went on to healthcare law and then into epidemiology. So my whole history put me in this position where I was doing disease management programs. So really putting programs into place to keep, if you think about all the major disease groups, so heart disease, diabetes, you go cancer, there's a food connection to all of it. So whether it's a causal connection or whether it's to keep you healthy connection, no matter what, there's a food connection. And so I would put programs in, and it was a very novel idea, believe it or not. I mean, we eat all day long and people were very like, oh, that could be a cause of something, which is interesting. And we've come a long way since then, but not so much. People still don't think about it so much, and put that together. So really what, we did was, you know, studying how our body heals from nutrients. How does these beautiful things that nature delivers to us in these beautiful packages that taste good to us synergistically heals our body in so many ways. So taking that, biochemistry, the nutritional biochemistry element of that and applying it to, I met skincare formulators and how do we apply that same concept of how our body heals into a nutritional skincare, you know, applicant, whether it's for treatment or whether it's just for like whatever that that targeted concern is, to make it more, you know, efficacious. So to make it so that it actually works better because we know how our body heals. So it's really looking at it from a holistic perspective in creating the formula, but also how our body's overall inside out will heal and utilize those elements of that formula.
That makes so much sense when you explain it. Do you think, did it surprise you that you were the first person that thought of it in that way?
I don't think I was thinking that along the way, but it made sense to me. And I know that that's how it should be done. So I don't think I knew the other way so much. I mean, now it does kind of, I'm like, oh boy, like if people knew, if they blah, 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 you know, like I do have those thoughts now, but definitely along the way, I wasn't thinking, I didn't know enough about the industry to be thinking that.
Again, you know, you are what you eat. And we look, I think more than ever, we look at the ingredients list on food and we look at different ingredients and we think, no to that, definitely no to that, yes to that ingredient. You're teaching right. us to think the same way about our skincare. And again, it's something that makes a lot of sense, but only when someone like yourself makes us think about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's how our skincare should be healing, like we're healing from it. And I think at one point it was more almost like, you know, magical things. It was just, it was storytelling, a lot of storytelling around it, not really looking at it from, which is interesting. Like, how does that come? I guess it's, you know, marketing basically. And there's a lot of that around food too, by the way. But you know, yeah. So I think it's how, and we're at a point right now, in understanding how our bodies are, that people are receptive to it and like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's so true. Like that will, you know, cause inflammation. And if it causes inflammation, I'm not going to heal. If it, you know, looking at a ingredient deck, if it's just a one ingredient story, that's not how our bodies heal. We need things to allow you to uptake more of that beautiful ingredient, but also we need to make sure there's things in there that don't block that ingredient or maybe make that ingredient useless. You should have a well-rounded ingredient deck, just like I talk about, like a green leafy, any vegetable, right? The green leafy, right? So you're not just going to have vitamin C in it, but you have vitamin C in it. You're going to have phosphorus in it. You're going to have magnesium in it. You're going to have phytonutrients that allow you to be protected from cancer. So it's interesting how it's building an ingredient deck around that. Like, I feel like every ingredient deck should have some element of antioxidant benefits as well, because antioxidants allow you to uptake other ingredients. But it's just, it's looking at it from a very different way, just because that's all I looked at forever.
Well, I feel as if you are so in sync with where a lot of us are going with our overall health. You said inflammation. That seems to be such a key word now, that they're asking you to think about inflammation in your body when you don't feel good. Maybe your weight isn't where you want it to be. And a lot now they're getting you to say, look, don't think of the weight. Think about, you know, is it inflammation in your body? If you've got autoimmune inflammation. It's fascinating that as a skincare expert, you're also asking us to think about skin issues, think about inflammation. And that's something, again, that not a lot of people are actually asking you to think about. So was that key for you to get us to think about the health of our skin rather than just how it looks?
Yes, very key. It's very important to me, like even in our marketing language that we talk about health. Oh, I mean, there's so much marketing language around anti-aging. Well, it's really about health, right? It's really about how do I get my skin as healthy as it possibly can be. If you're, you know, 16, you could have horrible skin. So it's not really about going back in time. It's really about getting the healthiest. I mean, our cells are constantly renewing. So getting those healthy cells and the cycle of healing. So both internally and externally, it's a cycle. So tapping into that and looking at it that way. Exactly.
And do you find that in different territories in the world, there are different products from your range that those people seem to really connect with more? Like, is there something in the UK that we really go for that's different to the US, or is it pretty much similar everywhere?
I think actually, interestingly, even over the last 5 years, it's becoming more and more similar everywhere. I think because we're so connected via, you know, social media and all of that, it's becoming much more similar, but you still have regional, like if you live in a very warm region, you're going to want thinner textures. You're going to want, or the opposite. So there's elements of that, but I think I'm seeing over again, like the last 5 years, more and more it's becoming very similar everywhere because we're all kind of, you know, ingesting the same information and the science, and we're inquisitive and we're thinking that way. So I would say besides regional, it's probably getting a lot more similar for sure.
And do you find it quite exciting where your ingredients are coming from? Are you finding that as time goes on, you're able to develop more and more ingredients are not so much coming out, because a lot of the time you'll maybe just be able to access an ingredient or take an ingredient and modify it. So is it quite exciting for you where the brand's going and what you're able to harness and put into a product?
Very much so. Definitely in the world of the biome of the skin and in the gut. So the more and more, and that's right up my territory. That's all, you know, the gut is where the inflammation, the gut and the skin, they talk to one another, which is interesting. So talk about you are what you eat, right? So your food will go and be digested there. And then if you can get your gut biome in a really good position and calmed, that's going to affect your skin and your skin's ability to. So I love that we're getting more and more research in that, because I don't think people were even thinking about the gut 5 years ago.
No, it's, again, it's fascinating when you're interested in the area, but we're not an expert like yourself, but we're really engaged in it, we're interested. It's so exciting when brands come out and they're able to shed some light on an area that you might have known a tiny bit about. But then for you to be able to create a product and say, right, this is going to target this, 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 this. But again, I think you're making it very clear, but we also have to put in the work too. We can't just put a product on, eat junk food, choose not to do any exercise. We have to decide how we're going to look after ourselves. I suppose the word is holistically. Do people feed back to you when they do look after themselves holistically? That's when they get excellent results, because they really are treating the body as a whole.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things there. One is, the good news is skincare is the most direct application to treat the skin. So even if you have a horrible diet, right, it's still going to be, skincare is direct, right? So really getting the healthy skincare routine in is key for skin. And then if you can get the other on track, you're just going to have double the effect, the positive outcomes. But I also think that, I lost my train of thought for a second. What was I going to say? Yeah, that was a lot. And I wanted to touch on a couple of things that you said. So I think it is, you can really see the skin being receptive to skincare really, really quickly. But I think more importantly than saying, oh, you have to go be perfect, right? No one's perfect. No. But I think it's awareness. It's having that awareness of how our body is working and having that awareness of, oh, I know I just ate that, so this is going to, I know I'm going to pay for this, or whatever it happens to be, or I know I need to get back. I think it's really understanding that and tapping. Once you understand it, it's hard not to undo it. So I think that's the first step.
That's excellent to know. So even if you know that you might have been going through a bit of a time where you think, I've let everything go, I'm not really been eating the best, you can still start with your skincare and you can start to see those results.
I mean, definitely you're going to see healthy skin. I mean, you know, when we eat, those nutrients go everywhere, right? Our body's going to take it to wherever our body needs to. But I think really understanding, once you understand, like my example for the green leafy or even for an apple or whatever, the benefits that we get from that. Like, I think once you start, you're going to be more inclined to choose them when you see them, as opposed to not understanding those benefits that they're going to have for my body overall and my skin. So I think once you start researching and you start, I'm like, wow, when you're out and you have an assortment, you might say, oh, I'm going to order that just because I really want to get. And because I think we're just conditioned to go for the easy, you know, we just want the easy. We know we're going to get our little, you know, serotonin lift from whatever bad food you just ate or whatever. And then you feel horrible afterwards. But I think just getting the education of what you can eat that and how remarkable it is in healing the body, you will make better choices just because of that.
And I love that you said that, because it's only, I got diagnosed with underactive thyroid. So I was big into the last couple of years, big into looking after yourself and approaching everything to try and get back to some sort of equilibrium. So I love that you are reminding me that it's the little things, and it doesn't matter if you don't, sometimes you forget when you're working towards bringing yourself back to balance. Sometimes you forget that it doesn't have to be the right choice every single time, and not being too hard on yourself if you think, shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have eaten that. So I love that you're reminding us that just making one choice for your skincare, that's a perfect place to begin.
Definitely, it is. Yeah, I mean, no one can be everything all the time, right? And there might be some kind of benefit to not being, you know? So just being aware of what it is and getting the nutrients and becoming aware of your body. Getting, like, sometimes if you're having whatever your condition or your treatment or whatever it is, when it starts to act up, to start thinking, oh, what did I do? Like just doing that and going backwards, you're just, you made huge strides just in understanding, you know, how you're going to live in the future. Right. So yeah, I think it is, again, that's being holistic at looking at it. You can't be everything all the time, for sure.
That is great advice. And when you think about where the brand started and where you're at now, does it exceed all expectations of where you thought you could take it and where you're still heading to?
I mean, I think yes, I love where we are right now in just getting to, I'm in the position right now where I can go out and have these conversations with you, go out and have these conversations with people out in the public. That's really where I'm loving it. I mean, on top of having skincare that works, right? That's the huge gratification right there. But being able to have the company at a stage where I'm able to do that instead of, you know, all of the building and all of that is remarkable, and I love it.
And when you think back to when you started, you know, when you start any business or you've got an idea and you're explaining it to people who might again be connecting with your brand, might even be stalking your brand, did people get it at that point, or did you feel as if you had to really open those doors to explain to people what was unique about your products?
Yeah, especially then. So 2014 to now is a big change in people's understanding. I think it was the start. So thank goodness there were a lot of people who were like, and one of the things that was really prime at that time is skin, healthy skin, let's say for a makeup artist, was the look, right? So they were looking for healthy products that would allow like quick absorption so they can like send their model down. So I think that was really good timing for that. But as far as the science, I think it's, you know, I think when you have, even now, I mean, it's a lot of talking about it too, but I think the light bulbs go out off like really quickly because they have some, they've lived it to some level in some way that they get it. So yeah, I think it was more of a learning curve. And then also it's a learning curve in how you explain your point of difference, right? So at the beginning, you just might know, but you have to learn how to like, to teach it in a way that it is understandable in an easy way.
And do you think that the younger you can really get into that ethos, the better? You know, the classic when we're all younger and we're in our teens. I'm saying that, I'm in my 40s now, and I think that teenagers now are much more savvy. But when I think back, it was such a simplistic approach that I had to skincare, that you would start with a cleanser, a toner, a moisturizer, maybe a face wash if you felt you needed it. Do you think that it's good now that the teenagers seem much more savvy and they're actually getting into it earlier? They're much more educated than we ever were.
Yeah, I mean, I have one of them. So I know that is, yeah. And he's a boy, and they already are, they're fine with getting their skincare, you know? And I think it's, I think back in the past for teenagers, you kind of felt like, oh my gosh, this is my skin. This is my problem. I'm going to have this forever. And I don't think people have that anymore. They understand that it's really just, you know, the microbiome upset, right? Because you did our X, Y, and Z, but you can fix that. So yeah, I think it's great that I think a lot of teenagers in the past probably suffered more than they needed to just from not understanding, you know, that they can get their skin under control a lot easier than they thought.
And I think the difference is now that they will go into stores that are skincare specialists. They'll probably teach us things that we would never have known at their age because they're so much aware now. And I think that's a great thing. And you're helping with that too, because you're helping to educate. We're back to where we started. When you use a product, you'll understand that it's doing something for you. It's not fighting against what your problem is. It's actually working with. And it just...
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you say there are different products that different age groups really work their way towards in your range? Like, do you know if there's a certain, like maybe the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, are there different products that you can tell that really connects with that age group? Or again, is it just depending on what your skin is like and what it needs at that point?
Yeah, I think, our vitamin C cream is our number one seller, and that sells across every age group. So it's just, I think just having a lightweight moisturizer can be whatever age, right? Like that's going to feed the skin with antioxidants and reishi mushroom and wonderful things, right? That's going to hit every button. But there's other products that definitely would be more, you know, not the teenager's not going to choose, you know, the male customer might not choose. They want it a little bit easier, right?
Yeah.
They're not quite experimental yet. Whereas a lot of other age groups are starting to look at, oh, let me try some serums. Let me get a great exfoliator and start, you know, the whole. So I think it's kind of dependent on what that particular product is for sure.
And have you had any feedback over the years that stands out in your memory? And it could be, you know, if a client or a customer rather got in touch via emails or DMs, or you might even have seen it on social media and it's not directed at you, but you saw it. Does anything ever stand out as the kind of feedback that you think, this is why we do this?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I was doing an event where I was in a Bloomingdale's store in California. And someone grabbed one of their customers who was there. They were shopping for something else completely different. They weren't there to see me. They didn't even know the brand or anything. Bring her over, and she had tons and tons of cover up over her skin. Her skin was not in good shape. And she was so reluctant to get any. She didn't want it off because she thought, I'm going to. So I was like, you know, I would love for her to see the difference of what I knew. She told me what she was using. And I was like, oh, oof, you know, I don't want to say anything. I just wanted her to see. So reluctantly, so they took all the makeup off. So she's the poor thing, right? That was her security blanket. You know, she's going to have her whole day shopping without it now. And the look. So I'm like, I just wanted her to have it. I just wanted her to feel it. I just wanted her to see what, like, just how quickly healthy ingredients can fix the skin and how beautiful that will look rather than hiding and getting other products on top of it to hide and upset. So long story short, she did it, which I thought was, I mean, that was so warming just enough that. But then her skin was beautiful. I was like, you don't want to make a big deal out of it because you don't want to say, oh my gosh, look what you were, look what you are. But I just really wanted her to come out of her shell and see that and how much it can work. And then when that customer comes back and buys it, like, that's beautiful. So that really, and other experiences, just doing events where we all do a skincare routine together. And just seeing how incredibly beautiful their skin looks, right? And they know it, right? And they're, you know, videotaping it and everything. So that's extremely gratifying as well.
That must make it just when you've had those long months, that long weeks, and then you get that feedback and you see it with your own eyes, that must make it worth it, because I can only imagine how hard it is to work in this industry and to be always developing. And as you say, up until recently, you don't have time to be doing chats with people. You don't have time.
No, exactly. You're right.
Yeah, just to be able to see those people and to see the results.
Yes, that's the best. Yeah.
And just to finish off, do you have any goals for 2024, I've got a year ahead of myself. Any goals for the next 12 months? I know you won't want to give away any ideas for future products, but are you on track for where you want to be with the brand? Is it going into all those territories where, because I know sometimes we had problems purchasing it here in the UK. So is everything going to plan with where everything is so that we can purchase it?
In the UK in particular, or you're just saying
just anywhere
in general?
Is everyone going to be able to get their hands on your products?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have really good partners in a lot of different areas. UK, some great partners. We're opening up some others in the end of the year. So for me, it's really exciting to see the growth and to see the rollout and the new partners and all of that, and to go out and see them and go to the, you know, going to all, I'm going to France on Tuesday. So going there, and you know, we're doing, and a lot of it is, again, what you're saying, where everyone is starting to understand this perspective, but, you know, to get out there and see it and to grow. Yeah, I think that's really this whole year. I mean, I'm in Australia in September, and I'm in Thailand. But that's what I should be doing at this point. You know, it's really where the brand is. People, I need going out there and meeting and seeing the people and talking about, you know, all together, this wellness, the gut. So, and as far as developments, you know, I really just, where I get really excited is the food, the gut, and the skin. So I love that I can get to the point where that's just kind of where I'm living as far as new products or areas of, you know, science and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's a great year ahead for sure.
Oh, it sounds as if you've got a lot of travel. So yes. I hope you enjoy it. That's the thing. It's not, if anyone's listening, it's not a holiday, it's work.
Oh no, I know. I was talking to someone else who had been in the same region, and I was saying how tired I was because I still was jet lagged. And she was like, so am I. I'm like, oh, well, you were there for fun. I was actually working every single day in every way.
Oh, that's so fancy.
You're not allowed to be as tired as me.
That's it. That's the thing, is when you're always there and people go, oh, you've been jet setting, but you're like, no. For fun, yeah. For work.
But right.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you. And again, I just think it's so important. If anyone's listening to us and they've heard the name of the brand, but they're not familiar with it, they'll know that I am interested in things like gut health and I'm interested in the skin, but you are actually the expert. You're the one that's developed it. You've got the qualifications. So if they want to know, they should really check out your website, check out your products. So could you tell us your website? So if anyone wants to check it out, they can easily access it.
Yeah, so it's www.catberkey.com. And there's a whole area called Nourish where we have a lot of articles along the lines of what you and I have been talking about. And there's also education on you know, product per page. And then Catberkey Skincare Instagram. And you can get some of that stuff over there too.
Oh, and Kat, it's been a pleasure. And I hope you do enjoy all of your traveling, but I will be thinking about you because I know that it won't all be for fun. You will be working hard.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.